Okay. Let's hope this is working. Yeah! I love that sound. That's beautiful. I'm gonna hit the horn again, one more time. My pleasure, Christian. Here we go. Let's flip this around because I did want to say something about the two paintings in front of me. And what those are basically are the International Peace Day done by Vid Sandas. He's going to be sharing some of his artwork with us shortly. Vid's been a buddy for a long time. And the other one is peacedayparty.org, September 21st, which is all coming up. And we're going to do Peace Day Party right here in this backyard, if that's what we need to do. We do have a hold on Times Square. We even put a hold on Madison Square Garden. But, you know, COVID is here, so we have to be responsible and respectful. And that's the plan here. And that was the beauty of a few of us just now showing the appreciation to our heroes. And we've kept it up, and that's really a blessing. All right, Chris, that's beautiful, man. That's everybody... has done their thing here. We'll take a moment of prayer. Okay, let's go in. We're going to watch the show one more time. And as you see, OMS 328. Oh, they're part of the Peace Day. Respect for All program here in New York. New York is just loaded with good things. So that sign is going to... the comedians, you'll see, speak a little bit about that. And you are loved. I want you to know that right up front. No doubt about it. Hug of Planets. Well, this is going to be a benefit broadcast, so, you know, these are some of the things you can get on. Go to peacedayparty.org. A little bit of Montauk. Check Montauk out. Oh, my God. It's just so gorgeous. Okay, and there's a place in Montauk Manor. I don't think you can beat it. So, today, the good news here is that we have a new website. And I'm very proud, the Web Elves, David Katzmeyer, put that together along with Austin, who's been a staple for the Good News broadcast company and Good News Planet. And so look at our new website. So it has a web store. So we'll be sending on some of Vid's stuff. We'll go down here. So we have our sponsors, which we've had a lot of them over the years. 22 years, it's our anniversary. We do have memberships. Here's our Peace Day stuff, corporate donations. We're 501c3. And then all you need is love. Look at all these departments of people, 5,000 plus shows, countries, channels, public service messages, and we have our live broadcast. So, you know what, let me just update this, because they were going to make this thing work live on Facebook. Wait, hold on, something going on here. I'm not sure what, but something is happening here. Whatever that may be, is I think our feed from Facebook right now, and me shaking the camera. All right, well, you can see Facebook on our site, but calling in. He was part of the reason why this thing all happened. He saw a newsletter from us, and he's been a friend for 20 plus years, and said, why don't we do a comedy COVID special? And that's what we're going to do here today. We're going to show a comedy show we put together in partnership with the Westside Comedy Club, and what an honor that's been. So then we'll go to that in a second. I just want you to, at this moment, see our live broadcast. Got a lot of good things going on here. The latest good news. We have so much on health. I mean, serious stuff. Coronavirus, things that you should be doing. Drink hot water. Drink tea. Drink things that are heat. Remember, viruses die at 130 degrees, okay? So we have saunas here, which go up to past 130. Here's our web store. And we got a whole bunch of testimonials. We've worked hard for you, and you've worked hard for us, and we've shared your good news, and that's a big honor for us. So let's go to the show now, and thank you very much for getting in here and being part of our broadcast, and we're going to take it away here, and thank you very much. Every chance I have, well, we're going to go wind this back. Every chance I get, I go, share your good news with us, please. That's what we want. That's what our mission is. Plus, we're going to have some new hosts. I'm retiring. Not really, 100%. I produce a show. Put a new talent in front of me. Young person. Funny person. Smart person. Caring person. Love person. So if you know some hosts that were looking to be a host for a mature broadcast, for young and old and everybody, boom. Come and join us. Oh, this is the tape. It's pre-recorded.
We're here to celebrate the 22nd anniversary of Good News Planet. It's July 4th, award day. But we're going to forget about that because we're into peace, world peace. And the good news is that there's war no more, and that's it. So today we're going to have a comedy, Peace and Love special, COVID comedy, with some wonderful comedians. In addition to these wonderful comedians, I'm going to introduce you to Felicia Madison, who represents the comedy club here on the Upper West Side, Westside Comedy Club. And good friend Todd, who also...
Hey, Todd.
You know, hey, Felicia. Together. And I appreciate that very much. I want to thank you very much for that. And this is a benefit for Good News Corporation. As many of our audience knows, we have the Times Square, of which Brian and Felicia, you're welcome to be part of it, and Harrison of that concert.
Join us in. Everybody. But might be virtual. Probably virtual this year.
National Day of Peace. And in addition to these wonderful people, we have a great video we put together because we've been doing for over 120 hours of broadcasting live, 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Go to the website and you can see those shows.
A live broadcast.
Just so many good people. The world is so good.
We have Robin Williams on there. We have
Robin Williams, what a great man. And everybody's talking about that video that he did about the flag. You'll see. Stay in there. Watch the comedians and keep it going.
Some local merchants up here.
Tom Foolery, brilliant. On the future of humanity.
And others. Hail the horse that goes into
a horse. Beautiful, beautiful horse.
So this is going to be comedy and
goes in and makes people feel better in the hospitals and senior residents.
Thank you for watching.
We're all one. Oh.
And I believe I think I said all I have to say at this
You said
moment.
too
So,
much, buddy.
Alicia, why don't you get us going? And thank you. I appreciate that you're here, Brian. I thank you. And Harrison, it's very kind of you to share your wonderful talents with us. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Paul, for trusting us with this project. Happy anniversary to the Good News Planet. Very excited to be here at Westlake
Now, I
Memorial.
don't know how to do this too well. Do I pitch you so you can be the full screen, or are you the full
Oh, do
screen
you
now?
want me to do it? I'll do it.
Well,
I'll
no.
do it.
Oh, you can do it? Yeah, you
Yeah.
do it. Thank you.
I guess you want me to start over again? Do you
Not at
want me to
all.
edit?
I don't edit. What it
Okay,
is, it is. That's it. No editing. I
well,
like editing.
Show's already, this show has already gone off the rails. I
I've got to
think
clean
the
this
show just
monitor.
went the
It
wrong
wasn't
way.
so clean
Brian, where are you
yesterday.
popular in? Did you say Madagascar or Uruguay?
No,
Both
Sri
of
Lanka. I have a very big following
This
on
guy
New
never
York.
ends.
I'm actually the number four comedian
Oh, we're
in
going to
New
have to
York.
go back.
So the introduction went awry.
Brian, where are you popular in? Did you say Madagascar or Uruguay?
No,
Both
Sri
of
Lanka. I have a very big following on the
Sri
number.
Lanka.
I'm actually the number four comedian in Finland. I think I'm number 12 in Sri Lanka. I have a huge
Funny
following in
guy.
Uruguay and also Mayaguay. That's the worst joke you'll hear tonight, right there.
There you go.
It was pretty
Alicia, you
bad.
look great. You look beautiful.
Oh,
The
yeah,
West Side
Alicia.
Already
Yes.
blew.
She's
Let's
pretty.
get to the fucking
Yeah.
show. Thank you
Paul,
for
can I just
joining
say,
us.
what's in the background there? You've got some kind of, that's like a Russian nesting doll of hearts there. I don't know what that is, that background poster there. It's
That's
lovely.
what they saw. That's the real
The
thing.
Calhoun
It's
School
over
on
there.
76th and
Amsterdam.
Great.
We got that in
And it's
charity.
hearts. It's hearts.
Great.
Hearts. Well, I wouldn't have guessed that. Hearts. That was, see, Brian, they're hearts.
Oh, see, that's wonderful. See that? We were spreading the love. That's what comedy is for. Take it away, Felicia. Let's start
You
the
just have to
show.
look at it this way. See their hearts
Yeah,
now.
she's turning her head at this
I should
moment,
point
but I messed that
the
up
other
also.
way.
Yeah, I think you hung it the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
I know. I thought that was. Is that a human spleen? I didn't know what that was. You can't really tell from that angle.
Oh, now it makes sense. That
Now everything becomes
Yeah, coming out of my
Nick
ear. That was the
Jagger's
plan.
lips. I didn't
Mick
know what
Jagger's
that
lips.
was. And now
That's good.
everything
That's good. I
becomes.
like it.
I like that
So.
humor.
Well, I guess we're already into it. I don't even have to say anything because we're here with the great Brian Scott McFadden, and we're gonna tell some
Hey,
funny
I can't
jokes
see the comments again.
for
Somebody send me
charity.
a comment. I can't
It's
see
super
it on the
exciting.
thing.
I'm here
I don't know why I
virtually at
can't see the
Westlake
comments.
Comedy
What a
Club, even though
drag.
I'm not really here because this ghost is
Yeah,
following
there's the
me around.
ghost. The ghost of
Can you see
Felicia Madison.
the ghost? It's hard. This is
Marley's
really
ghost.
hard. I mean, thank you for bringing good news to the world because this is not a time of good news. And doing these Zoom shows is really hard. I always say it's kind of like having sex without an orgasm. You can do it.
That's funny,
You
but
can
it's
do it, but
true.
it's not fun. And people always say to me,
Tell him,
"Well,
Felicia.
Felicia," then like, "So why are you doing it?" And I
That's a
say, "For
good
the
point.
same reason I have sex with my husband. A girl's got to make a living."
Oh my God. Oh. Comedy,
So
remember
thank you for
everybody, it's
having us,
comedy.
and thank you for bringing good news to the world. Thank you for celebrating a 22nd
Or the
anniversary,
truth.
and thank you, Brian Scott McFadden, for being a part of this. With that said, we're going to bring up one of our favorites at Westside Comedy Club, Brian Scott McFadden.
Wow, what an intro.
Hey, Brian. Hey.
Hey, Paul, how are you? Thank you
I'm
for
great,
fixing.
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for fixing and clearing up the controversy about the background poster there. That was really vexing everyone. And it was, the least you could have done is do a little housekeeping before the show starts,
I use
so
that
that
all the
everyone
time.
doesn't
It's,
tilt their heads sideways and no one knows what's going on.
yeah,
But
sorry.
you're a
Sorry,
great
Brian.
man, and thank you for doing this, whatever it is. Involved in the nonprofit sector, which, like I said, I hear there's big bucks in that. That's why I get into it. I heard there's big money. People always tell me,
Oh,
man,
yeah.
you should get into nonprofit. There's so much money to be had there. And so I'm thinking of doing that. I'm also thinking of creating a hologram of myself to do these Zoom shows. It won't actually be me. Even in the show itself, it will be a hologram of me while on the screen, a virtual version of me, a hologram videotape of a reproduction of an impersonator of someone doing me, and that way it's a lot less work for me. And
Lazy
my
guy.
agent, he called me. He said, "Brian, you've got a rocketing career. You've been on Letterman. You've been on the Craig Ferguson show. Do you want to work like arenas?" I know. Put me in front of four people on Zoom. I said, "Is that possible?"
I'm so lucky.
That's what I really got into show business for. A lot of people want screaming fans in packed amphitheaters somewhere doing the wave and chanting their name. I want shut-ins, agoraphobics, and leaders of the incel rebellion. Okay, that's basically it. I just want people who haven't left anywhere in their trailer in years, you know, just sealed, hermetically sealed in their booths. This is like a hard doing. I had a Zoom show so bad the other night that people walked out of their own apartments. Okay, that's how. That when that happens, that's really. And I'm in my. I don't leave my apartment. I'm here. I have another show in my breakfast nook later. You know, and then I'm entertaining two squirrels on the fire escape. And they may walk out on the show as well. So don't feel bad about that. But this is things are going well.
But, well, squirrels are like nuts, so you're okay.
Yeah, bad show in your apartment. I had a show on a Saturday, a late show one night that was so bad. That people walked out of the earlier show during my late show. That's how bad it was. That's really when people violate this time-space continuum just to make a point. That's when you know things are really rocketing in your career. But this is a dream come true for a young man who grew up in an Amish village. this has always been. I'm staring at the clock right now, wondering how long I have to keep going. I don't know.
Not much longer.
This is Paul.
Oh, it's a short show.
Yeah, Paul.
Painful.
Can you bring out the love poster again,
Paul? I've got to do that for him. He's begging for it. He's begging for it. Begging for it.
I'll send it to you.
This is comedy, Paul. This is not everything is to be taken literally.
Look at this.
Why are we? There it is. There you go. Is that a globe? What is that?
A hugger planet. It's a hugger planet. If you make a donation, you can get a hugger planet. That's part of our benefits.
That is beautiful. You're like Mr. Rogers' even nicer uncle. You know what I mean? That's
not. No, he's beautiful. Rogers is the best.
You've got.
I think
pillows.
People want to. I think it should be a whack-a-planet. Everyone wants a whack-a-planet.
Yeah.
You can whack this planet. This has been whacked.
That's what you want to do. You want to play whack-a-mole with the globe.
You know? Really good.
That's it.
Get this guy.
It's getting bigger.
Now, this is becoming a Bed Bath & Beyond promo. I don't know what's going on. Really
hugger-planets.
This is the Captain Kangaroo show.
Never forgot.
I'm going to go check my email while you pull out more pillows.
More pillows.
Why do you even need me here, Paul? You're doing a fine job.
Oh, you're great, Brian. You're fantastic. Global, thank you.
With your global puppetry. One-man group with Google Maps or something. That's really funny. Anyway,
what's the biggest prize we could win, Paul?
Yeah, what can we win, Paul?
You could win a...
What do we pay the most for to get the prize?
You could win a trip to Montauk.
Wow, Long Island, you're really...
Hold on.
I got a place there. You can go there.
Yeah, I know it's Montauk.
We're going to have to pay that again. So Prince Frederick keeps calling me.
I mean, you're not visiting. If you were giving away the place, that might be nice.
Well, take the place. Well, I got a place there. You can go there.
Yeah, I know it's Montauk, but it's still Long Island, Paul. Okay, so let's not get too excited. You know what I'm saying? We're not going...
Wait, before you mix it, do they have a comedy club there?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Do they have a comedy club there? If they have a comedy club, we'll go.
We can start one.
We're gonna talk to him. We're gonna have a comedy going on in the manor. At least do with some stick.
You know what I mean? I hear Epstein Island is up for sale. So
boom, boom, bang,
look
boom.
Into that. Sorry, maybe we offended someone. All right, good. The first angry letter we're gonna get. But anyway, so this is awesome. Why are we doing this, Paul? You know why, Paul? I'll tell you. Because somebody in China ate a bat. That's why we're all here, okay? That's why we're all quarantined. Someone in China decided that there wasn't enough culinary choices on the Chinese food menu, and they just said, hey, I see the General Tso's chicken. I you know what I mean? The pork dumplings, it looks good, but do you have bat? Okay, do you have involving a bat? Because I hear they're delicious. And now we're all locked in our apartments watching Tiger King. that's basically our lives. So this is great. Am I doing like 8-21 minutes here? How long?
Well, no, I think
these guys have already done two shows tonight.
Because it's only a half hour show.
Oh, okay. So I better bail.
I mean, and I love doing all those other people.
Thank you for having me. My and by the way, Paul, it doesn't matter about the crowd size. It doesn't matter crowd size. You know what I mean? Trump, look what happened to him. You know what I mean? He had like nine.
This is a non-political show.
Came to Trump's rally right now. Okay, so that's good.
Yeah. And Brian's father told him from a very young age, size doesn't matter.
That's right. That's right. My father told me, Brian, if you can make just one person laugh, you probably shouldn't be a comedian. Not a good mathematical equation, but I guess I can leave you with that.
Thank you, Brian. Always a pleasure having you.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Bye. And thank you, Paul, for entrusting Westside Comic Con.
It's a great place.
This amazing charity event.
Make yourself big again.
Big? You want to make me big? I'm already big. I got the COVID-19. I don't want to get any.
What a cool club right here, 76 in Amsterdam.
There you go. All right. So, and Harrison's going to come up now. Go home and we might have to.
Harrison Greenbaum, another favorite at Westside Comedy Club, performs all over. He's a very talented, not only an amazing magician, but a very extremely funny comedian. So let's give it up for Harrison Greenbaum.
Okay. And Felicia Madison, let's give it up for her, because you were very kind and really been helping me make this thing happen. Thank you, Todd, and thank you with the Westside Comedy Club.
I love you, Todd.
And please
support
Westside Comedy Club when we're open, and Supply Betty's is open. So go.
What a great restaurant! Go there, get a margarita. Tell them we sent you. Good news sent you.
So here we go, Harrison. Well, I'll be darned. I'm here with Harrison Greenbaum. Hey, Harrison, how are you?
I'm good. Has anybody ever told you look like a pediatrician?
No. But you, yes. The answer is yes, you did.
There you go. Perfect.
Oh, boy. We're on the same wavelength. We're, this COVID is, I don't know, it's affecting us, but it is affecting us.
I don't have a job.
And I'm calling it from my bedroom. But you're like a funny guy.
This is my apartment. That's my my bedroom and my bathroom. People come over, by the way, and they're always like, "Which one is the bathroom?" And I'm like, "Let's play a game. Open a door, and if there's a bed, don't shit on it."
That's interesting commentary. Let's hope that they don't do that for your sake. So, you're funny. I saw you on National Lampoon, but we're meeting through the good graces of the Westside Comedy Club.
Yeah, the Westside Comedy Club. They're great. They're on the Upper West Side. Please support your local comedy clubs now more than ever. And as soon as they open back up, definitely make sure you check them out.
Yeah, so they're great. Felicia Madison and my friend Todd over there. I'm crazy about them. I'm so happy to have it. I do live close by to there. So how is this whole thing in addition to not having a job? You don't have a mask on, though. Like, I don't know if I can talk to you.
Well, I'm in my apartment, so I think I'll be okay.
Oh, okay. Wait, I don't have a mask either. So what do we do about this whole thing?
I think you're confusing coronavirus with a computer virus.
That could very possibly be so.
That could be transmitted via Zoom. I think that's possible.
I didn't think of that. You're a cutting edge guy.
This is what I do. I have nothing but time to think of things.
And so what are some of the things? I heard you talking to some other people, about their happiness about being at home and then questioning about how they're going to feel like a couple weeks or months later. What do you think is going on here?
It's been insane, I've been in New York this whole time. A couple of weeks ago, I got to do my first live show because there's a diner in Astoria, Queens, where they're having drive-in comedy. So people bring their cars.
Uh-huh.
You perform for them. So you're very far away and they're in cars. And instead of laughing because they're sealed inside of a vehicle, they flash their headlights and they move their windshield wipers. And that's comedy in 2020.
So what would be something you would say to the people like that were there, if you were there and you were sharing your good talents?
I was doing my act, which I'll be honest with you, before the show, I was listening to old recordings on myself to make sure I still remembered my material, which is always a weird thing. But it actually ended up being not so bad because I've been doing these Zoom shows and doing a lot of things like this. And it's kept me as sharp as I think I can be. Other than I'm used to doing like 15, 20 live shows a week. You know, I'm running around doing 2-3 live shows a night. My longest break in New York City, I think, was 2 days. So now my longest break is 3 months. It's a big
You broke your record. Has anything in all this time, now that you know people are trying to figure out how to live their lives, have things come up that you thought, you know, pretty freaking funny, how we're dealing with them?
I mean, I originally, you know, when coronavirus, people were just talking about it and they're like, it's going to come to New York. I was initially nervous because, you know, there's a reason you never have like a zombie movie in New York, right? It's like I don't think we do well in a zombie outbreak. Like, we wouldn't even know there were zombies, almost, right? Like, for the first, like, 4 days, we'd just be like, wow, the homeless people are very aggressive. There'd be guys like, brains. We're like, you know what? At least he's not jerking off on the sidewalk. I'll be honest. It's the zombies might be an improvement.
You know, you got a point there. You definitely got a point there. Oh, we have our interesting community by far overall. And so, you know, and that is mass thing. So, you think you can recognize somebody from their eyes alone? What do you think there?
On my National Lampoon show, I think pretty early on, I made the joke that you could get a mask printed with the bottom of your face, and then no one would know you had a mask on. And that became like a real product. A bunch of other late night hosts made. I was very ahead of the curve. I should have patented it. I'm sure my Jewish parents were like, that could have been a business. I don't know why they did an Italian gesture, but that was always the idea. I think that would be cool if we just print our own faces on the mask. That's just, you know, then you wouldn't even know.
You know, that young girl, because in your show there, the quarantine show, I'll say, you know, the one who had the hoodie on, you know, and from Vancouver, she was saying that, you know, you asked about the mask, and she said, well, I got this on because we don't wash our hair. We don't, you know, every 2 minutes, like we're doing our face, right?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know if people can see this, but this was my first haircut since phase two, when you're allowed to get a haircut. Okay. I wore a mask, he wore a mask, he wore gloves, it was a whole ordeal, but he did a great job. Bedford Barbers, I highly recommend them. But this was my second haircut in 3 months because my girlfriend gave me a previous haircut, and I incorporated it into a magic trick on a show I do every Thursday online. And literally, I got a haircut live on air. My girlfriend did an incredible job. She had told me that she had given at least 2 ex-boyfriends haircuts. And I said, as long as that's not the reason they broke up with you, proceed.
So that's right. You're a magician as well as a comedian. You're a magical comedian. And so what would be a little magic thing that you would do to make me disappear?
I think I would just do Apple Q. I don't know if you know any of the commands.
No, I don't.
It's been fun. I started out as a kid magician. I was 5 years old. My dad did a magic trick for me, and my uncle got me a magic set, and I became obsessed. And for a very long time, I kept them very separate. There were comedians who had no idea I was a magician. Some, I think, still don't. I much felt like those preschool teachers who also moonlight as burlesque dancers, where it's like, you don't tell the other teachers, or the school board just kind of hide the duffel bag in your closet.
There you go.
Do the magic tricks for my pasties.
There you go. Last question, because I know you're busy. You got another show to do, and then another show on top of the other show, and then one more show in between.
I'm busier in quarantine than I was before quarantine, because I have a background in television production. I know you do as well when you're not a dermatologist. But this is like essentially every night I'm producing a television show. I have 3 regular shows. Who Books That, which is my interview series of magicians and other top entertainers. That's every Wednesday, whobooksthat.com. National Lampoon Live is every Friday at 8 p.m. That's on National Lampoon's website. And every Thursday is a weekly magic show. It's the first ever weekly magic show, I think, in the country, maybe the world. And that's magicscam.com. The scam stands for the Society of Conjurers and Magicians. It's very secret. You should not know about it. I've already said too much.
I feel that. I feel that. My first TV show I made back in 1972 at Fairfield University, I did from a guy that came to our fraternity parties, Captain Jack was on Magic. So I love Magic and magicians. I'm crazy.
What fraternity were you in though?
Jewish. AE Pi.
Me too. We're brothers.
We're brothers. I know it.
Oh, well, hi.
We're probably related.
Oh, this is very
exciting.
We'll do the secret handshake later. Giving it away. Somebody's going to rewind the video.
That's it.
All right. That's what I got.
Hey, you're cool.
They don't know the real trick.
Those moments of positivity when I can and try to complete projects I might not normally have time to do. And yeah, it's been my girlfriend is amazing. We've been putting up with each other now for 3 months in 550 square feet or 500 square feet. I don't even know. I've lost track. If we can do that, I think if you're in a home with a backyard, then what are you complaining about?
Okay. All right. Well, good. All right. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
All right, Addison. Take care. Bye bye.
Good luck with the dental practice.
Thank you very much.
I'm moving. I'm switching.
All right. Right. We did it.
I listen to good news and I feel fine.
Okay, the second half of this show coming up live on Facebook. This is a little bit more sentimental. People doing good in the world.
People say that life can bring you down.
In a different way. Our heroes. 7 o'clock heroes. 2 o'clock heroes. 24/7 heroes. They're just so good. Delivering food, delivering life, saving life, doing the best they can. Look at this, 7 o'clock. Well, we started today's show with this. This is our community here at 79th Street, or 80th Street. Well, we started tonight's show. All right. We are July 5th right now. Norman Lear's show. Love Norman Lear.
I'm the one that they're singing about. Yeah, I'm the Stars and Stripes Forever. Star Spangled Banner. You can call me Old Glory, but let's just keep it simple. Just call me Flag. Oh, say, can you see?
Okay. Yeah, that's a great video, that piece. I suggest you go to it. This is powerful, too. Make a Difference campaign. NHS, National Health Service, England.
I see a young man on the street, and I sigh. In disbelief, they pass him by. They read his sign, but dismiss him from mind. You turn and stop to talk.
Usual therapist bringing joy to patients in the most unexpected way. Peo is a 14-year-old stallion living a normal horse's life. Just like any other horse, he loves to run and play. But one thing separates him from most horses. He has an incredible aptitude towards humans, especially those who are sick. 2 times a month, he visits hospitals and residential homes. Another beautiful piece. Staub Hospital in Honolulu. Usai Khan. One World. Been saying that for zillion years. Now making donations at the hospital.
He's so proud, you know? partnership between McDonald's Corporation.
Tanya Lawrence, McDonald's
and
Corporation.
Where we're offering free thank you meals from April 22nd through May 5th. All day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, to our healthcare workers and our first responders.
Constantine, florist on 81st and Columbus Avenue here in New York City.
Man, and this is a police plaque here.
It's been up for about 3 years now.
Oh, man, this is really great. This is the name of your shop? Constantine, this is good news, man. This is really good news. I love this thank you here. Boy, you did a great job. Your grandfather would be, is he still with us?
No, he's not.
He's with us in spirit, right?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
This is unprecedented times.
Major General Jonathan Whitson, the United States Army Reserve.
Large gatherings, and we need to practice good social distancing to stem the tide of this COVID infection. And so Memorial Day is going to look different this year.
Peace.
And Labor Day.
Apache.
And 4th of July.
It's everything. We have to know as adults how much it means to our young children.
First Lady Matilda Cuomo.
And we have to learn
town council before COVID.
Very young. That you have to do things that are good for everybody.
Good.
Be good. That's all. Be good and understand.
Be good. Be good. A moment for prayer. Hero appreciation at the Museum of Natural History. This is the 7 o'clock out there. Beautiful tulips and peace. So I was out there. I didn't know that there was going to be those sharing their love and appreciation. And all of a sudden, boom. And that's 81st between Central Park West and Columbus, Upper West Side, New York, New York. That's my big mouth. Kids kissing. Now, this is coming from our movie, Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. This is love. After COVID 19, we will all be hugging once again and kissing. This too will pass. This too will pass. They're going to find a vaccination and we're going to be smart. And just like our next generations, like our children right here, we're going to hug and kiss and praise the Lord.
So wow, we just saw a wonderful piece of video. We heard some great comedians.
Pre-recorded.
Brian and Felicia, thank you for the West Side Comedy Club along with Harrison. Oh boy, so it's benefit time. We hope that you are able to go to Peace Day Party and look at all the good things that we've been doing for our nonprofit for so many years.
501c3 tax deductible.
22nd anniversary of our the new broadcast, The Planet. And thank you very much. This is COVID time. It's a serious time. So we're going to now, I'm going to end it with something that I feel is very appropriate. It's called Tomfoolery. It's a gentleman, another from England, who has something very, very powerful to say about the times. So thank you very much for tuning in with us and keep tuned in and tell people about it.
Tell people about goodnewsplanet.tv.
Share your good news.
We're the real thing.
5,000 shows later.
We're about you. Your good news is our good news.
We want to prove the fact that the real reality of life is that the world is good and the people of the world are good and caring and loving. You can see from what we just did. A lot of volunteers in this world and a lot of kind, giving, caring, loving people. Thank you very much and take care of yourself, please. That's very, very important right now. Love you. I love you.
Time for
tell me the one about the virus again, then I'll go to bed.
But my boy, you're growing weary, sleepy thoughts about your head.
Please, that one's my favorite. I promise just once more.
Okay, snuggle down, my boy, though I know you know full well. The story starts before then. in a world I once would dwell. It was a world of waste and wonder, of poverty and plenty, back before we understood why hindsight's 2020. You see, the people came up with companies to trade across all lands, but they swelled and got much bigger than we ever could have planned. We'd always had our wants, but now it got so quick. You could have anything you dreamed of in a day, and with a click. We noticed families had stopped talking. That's not to say they never spoke, but the meaning must have melted, and the work-life balance broke. And the children's eyes grew squarer, and every toddler had a phone. They filtered out the imperfections, but amidst the noise, they felt alone. And every day the skies grew thicker, till you couldn't see the stars. So we flew in planes to find them, while down below, we filled our cars. We'd drive around all day in circles. We'd forgotten how to run. We swapped the grass for tarmac, shrunk the parks till there were none. We filled the sea with plastic, because our waste was never capped. Until each day when you went fishing, you'd pull them out, already wrapped. And while we drank and smoked and gambled, our leaders taught us why. It's best to not upset the lobbies. More convenient to die. But then in 2020, a new virus came our way. The governments reacted and told us all to hide away. But while we all were hidden, amidst the fear and all the while, the people dusted off their instincts. They remembered how to smile. They started clapping to say thank you, and calling up their mums. And while the car keys gathered dust, they would look forward to their runs. And with the skies less full of voyagers, the earth began to breathe, and the beaches bore new wildlife that scuttled off into the seas. Some people started dancing, some were singing, some were baking. We'd grown so used to bad news, but some good news was in
the making. Good news, good news, good news.
And so when we found the cure, and were allowed to go outside, we all preferred the world we found to the one we'd left behind. Old habits became extinct, and they made way for the new. And every simple act of kindness was now given its due.
But why did it take a virus to bring the people back together?
Well, sometimes you've got to get sick, my boy, before you start feeling better. Now lie down and dream of tomorrow, and all the things that we can do. And who knows, if you dream hard enough, maybe some of them will come true. We now call it the Great Realization. And yes, since then there have been many. But that's the story of how it started, and why hindsight's 2020.
Because if you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it. Exactly. Because they can see you.
Exactly. If you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it. Okay, back, lie back down.
Wait, can I just practice right now?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you, Tom Foolery. Brilliant guy. Go to his website. Okay, beautiful. All right, positive, life-affirming, thought-provoking news, entertainment, and events. That's us. That's you. Thank you for sharing. 22 years. Upbeat, not beat up. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Good News Broadcast, Good News Planet. We have about almost 5,000 shows on there. Okay, so we're going to just walk out one more time outside. But first, here, those are those Hugger Planets. There's Montauk. Oh, my God. Sounds like a good place to go for me. I'm going to read one, Louise Hay, because on our 120 hours of shows, I always would just turn to something. I accept myself and create peace, so that's perfect, in my mind and in my heart, and hopefully in my actions. Okay, you are loved. This is what we've been doing. Peace Day Party with our happy faces, September 21st. So we're starting to get Good News Corporation. May peace prevail on earth. We have lots of partners on this one. And so we ask you to join in. We're starting to get ourselves prepared and ready for our next big outreach. Is the International Day of Peace. That's a beautiful sign by Vid Sandas. And there's one by Reed Stowe. Thank you, Joel, for Lustein for supporting us for that. Thank you, everybody. Have a nice night. Stay safe. And if anybody needs somebody to talk to over this period of time, as an ordained minister or however I can help here for free, just call me. 212-647-1212. I love you. Thank you very much. Let's take one last moment here for prayers for those that have lost somebody during this time and any time ever. We're all in this together. We are one. Om Shante Om. Okay, we love you, everybody. Help us now, September 21st. Let's do a gigantic peace worldwide outreach. Bye-bye.